welcome back inside the studios. We now go to the KODY phone lines as we have Angela Hipp from Community Connections joining us. Angela, thanks for taking time for us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Tristan.
Always good to have you on the program. And, of course, Angela, one of the many individuals throughout the community that's working from home as we battle the coronavirus. So how's that been going for you, Angela?
I am back in my office.
Oh, are you? Really?
So, yeah.
That's good to hear. I'm sure you're enjoying that a little bit more.
Yeah. It's good to move everything out of my home and have my home back. Right?
get back to some normalcy.
Exactly.
Now, we know that you may be getting back to some normalcy in the office, but in terms of the Community Connections mentoring program, it sounds like things are anything but normal here in 2020, and that's understandable. It's a tough spot for the mentoring programs to be in throughout the entire nation.
You know, it's what this has shown me is how critical these relationships are for our youth. Having a connection and somebody that's supporting them, even when they maybe can't meet face-to-face, was important all through the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But kids were so anxious to get together and meet face-to-face, and we were very happy we got to start doing that in August. And I could tell that even the mentors and the adults were just craving that interaction.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I think we are all craving a lot of that face-to-face, old-fashioned human contact.
Exactly.
So how are things going here in the later parts of 2020 as we've had a little bit of a spike in coronavirus cases for the mentoring program, Angela?
Yeah, we've been really fortunate that, as far as I can tell, we haven't had anybody be too affected by that, but we are taking a lot of precautions, and when our peers get together, they mask up and they keep some distance. We've had some great activities that we've done outdoors. We've done a lot of focus of being outdoors. We had things like we did spray paint art in the park. We did a 5K together, where the 5K, while it was virtual, we got together and walked through Cody Park together, or ran if we wanted. We just recently built rocket kits, met at Cody Park, worked on our rocket kits, and now in this month we're launching them. So again,
wow.
Meeting outdoors, and just having fun.
Now, as always, I can imagine there's a big need for mentors here within the North Platte community.
There is. In fact, we've had an incredible intake of new mentee applications. And so we're really in need of new mentors to come on board. I do have about 5 new people who've signed up right now, and I'm so excited. Just a fun group of people and from all walks of life.
Tell us, what kind of people are you looking for to be a mentor here in the North Platte community, Angela?
Well, you need to be over 18, and you need to have a desire to want to connect with kids, support them. You know, everything else is really, we're going to help guide you through it. And as long as you are willing and you're willing to empower youth, and be a support system for them, the rest of it is pretty easy.
There's a lot of resources available. I think that when people think about becoming a mentor, they think, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can afford to do that. And it's not necessarily about the cost of being a mentor. It's about the time and the time that you put in. And it doesn't matter, like we've talked about in the program before, if you go to Cody Park and buy an ice cream cone, or if you just walk through Cody Park for free, or like you said before, Angela, maybe take the kids with you to run some errands, groceries.
Absolutely. It's really about just the time. And, you know, what says to a child that they're important more than spending some time with them? And they really don't care what you're doing. They just enjoy getting out of the house, doing something different, and interacting with somebody who says they're important.
So, Angela, if there's anybody out there that they want to discern being a mentor here for Community Connections, how can they get in contact with you and go through that discernment process with you and learn more about this possibility of being a mentor?
Yeah, they can give me a call at 696-0975. Or you can, you know, find me on Facebook. It's Community Connections Mentoring, or CC Mentoring. And or come on down to well, I shouldn't say that, our offices are well, we do want you to call before coming. So 696-0975 again.
Angela, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
First I want to say happy Veterans Day and thank all the veterans out there. We appreciate you and want to recognize you today.
Absolutely. Angela, as always, we appreciate the time and appreciate the great work you do here for Community Connections locally and making a difference in so many people's lives.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your support.
Always glad to support Community Connections and the mentoring program, and always appreciate talking to you, Angela. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye now. That again is Angela Hipp from Community Connections joining us here on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Invite you as always to tune in online at huskerradio.com, on the free KODY mobile app, and on your smart assistant, rather be Google or Alexa, just ask them to play KODY. Here at 8:28, still 31 degrees, on our way to a high today near 53. As always, your time and temp is a service of Mike and the crew from your local Grease Monkey. We're going to step aside for a quick news break here just a few minutes early. Coming up next, we'll have a veteran joining us here on the program. We'll talk to Pete Bowles about his candidacy for North Platte City Council and what he plans to accomplish when he joins the council in just a few short days. That again, coming up after a quick news break on Mugs in the Morning.